Hello and welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's new show highlighting our mission, our impact, and the partners that help make it happen. I am Morgan Brochetti, your co-host, and I'm here with my co-host, Mike Sutton. Hey, Mike.
That's me. How you doing, Morgan? What's
I'm
going
good.
on?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. It's I'm ready for a long weekend.
Yep, right around the corner.
Yeah. Good Friday, Easter. It's always a good time.
Always. And we're actually having a Restore Easter sale. So for anyone wanting to do some home improvement shopping over the weekend, stop into any three locations that we have in Newport Richey, Palm Harbor, and Clearwater, and there's an egg challenge. So you go in, and when you're walking into the store, we have Easter eggs. Open that Easter egg, and you may have a special discount.
Oh, are they hidden? Like, do you have to, like, go through cushions or couches and stuff?
No, we didn't do a hunt. It's just right at the register.
Oh, that would have been fun to do the egg hunt. Although we probably would have forgot about a few of them. And
Next year.
Would have been cool. Next year. Cool. I'm going to have to check that out. So it's all three locations all day Saturday?
Mm-hmm. It's actually happening. It started last Saturday, so it's going to run through this Saturday. And then, there's great deals from, I think it's like 5% to like 30% off that people will be able to hunt for that challenge.
So if you pull the egg out and you don't like the results, can you put it back in and try again? Or do you just get one pull?
That's the one.
Darn it.
Maybe we'll make an exception for you, but we'll see.
Okay, cool. I like it.
So today we are bringing on a very special guest, Alfredo Anthony. I'm excited to chat with him.
Yeah, Alfredo's our board chair at Habitat. He's served on our board, I believe it's 4 years now, maybe five, and for the last two as our board chairman. Mm-hmm. So he's my boss, so let's be nice to him today. Even though he's a University of Central Florida graduate, we'll be kind to Alfredo today. But no, he's been a great leader for us and has been a big part of kind of our strategic approach to serving more families year after year. And so it'll be fun to have some conversation with him. So
Absolutely. Glad
he's with us.
I know, me too. Before we get to that, though, we have a special event coming up. It's actually like our first big event since the pandemic hit, and there's going to be social distancing and things like that. But do you want to tell the folks a little bit more about that?
Yeah, and I hope it's a sign that we're turning the corner with COVID and the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously last year when the pandemic hit, we were maybe a month off from our big gala event.
Yep.
And so we had to cancel that. And we were amazed that almost 100% of the supporters from the gala last year reallocated their money towards sponsoring a Habitat home. So mm-hmm. we were able to still raise some much needed funds from that event, although it never happened. This year, what we've done is we've kind of shifted the event. We've shifted away from doing the gala, and we're doing an event called Havana Nights. And so it's outside at the Vinoy, April 23rd, 6 to 9. Mm-hmm. We have, I know, Cuban inspired food and entertainment. I think we have a cigar bar, mm-hmm. Mojitos, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's almost sold out, though. So if anybody does want to join us that night, we have very limited availability. Social distancing, face masks are encouraged in high traffic areas. Mm-hmm. We'll do temperature checks, all that kind of stuff. But if people want to attend, there's very limited availability. But they can check it out on our website, mm-hmm. buy tickets there, and come join us and have some fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're also going to kind of keep that tradition from the gala that we normally would do of having a homeowner doing a testimonial. So we'll be hearing an update from two different homeowners who have been in their homes since the pandemic hit and just hear the impact that's made on them, which is exciting. It's always a great
thing. I got to figure out what I'm going to wear. I think I'm going to go with like a white jacket, no tie, mm-hmm. you know, something really loud shirt. Got some oranges or something in it.
We should do some shopping. We have some time.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Okay.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. Well, let's talk to Alfredo. So, as we mentioned, we'll bring Alfredo on. He's our board chairman at Habitat, and we're so thankful for his support and engagement with us. Alfredo, thanks for being with us today. Oh, brother.
Go Knights.
I'm telling you. I'm sandwiched between two of you. It doesn't get much worse than that.
You are just like us.
Mike, you know I could not miss this opportunity to do something great for our university, for our alma mater, for the Knights.
Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's been good listening to you today, Alfred. Oh, brother. So you know,
this is what happens in every live-in meeting that we have.
It really does. It usually starts off that way.
See how these universities have come together to do something great in the Tampa Bay area.
Sure. Yeah. So for those that are watching, Morgan is a esteemed graduate from the University of Central Florida, and Alfredo is as well. And I went to that little school in Tampa called University of South Florida. And so we have some fun laughing and joking. And I asked Haley that to make sure she gets my USF stuff above me into the frame. So we'll make sure that that stays there the entire time we're talking, Alfredo.
We'll crop it.
And then you can use your handkerchief for whatever you need to.
It's a big one at that, you know. Perhaps since I am being attacked by a virus.
Oh, geez. Well, Alfredo, thanks again. Seriously, thanks for taking some time to visit with us. But what, you know, tell us how you got to Habitat in terms of getting involved with us, because you're a volunteer, right? You spend 100% of the time you spend with Habitat, you do it as a volunteer. You serve as our board chair. You've been on our board for a number of years now. But what was that road getting to Habitat?
You know, it was a very interesting road, Mike. And once again, let me thank you and Morgan for having me on your broadcast. But my journey to Habitat was very interesting in that I was with Task Force 2020, an organization that was, the mission was to reduce poverty 20% or 30% by Census 2020. And I was actively involved with them. And also Brian All and the Tampa Bay Ray, they supported them. So one time, Brian All, he invited me to one of the bills, I think it was on 46th Avenue South. And I went there and I was ready to work. You know, once again, not understanding the process. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing some work with on that bill, and I really enjoyed it, but I did not think anything else about it until you met me again at one of the Task Force 2020 convenings, and you and another staff member approached me and asked me if I would consider joining the board. Frankly speaking, I didn't know anything about the board whatsoever. But when I met with you and the former vice chair of the board at the Manhattan Casino, I was sold. I said, this is an organization that I really love. It's definitely results oriented. And one of the things that I remember that individual telling me is that you get to see the results immediately once the homeowner receives the keys. And that was really appealing to me.
Yeah. So you obviously, you're back. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about your background and why, you know, you have such a strategic approach to the work that we do. You're always kind of thinking from a visionary standpoint and forward thinking. Strategic planning is big for you. So tell us a little bit about your background pre-second career now, I guess.
Yes. Okay. I will. My background was that of a military intelligence officer in the United States Army. And with that, of course, we were groomed to be tacticians initially. Then from there, we really begin to work at the strategic level. And I did so when I was a major. I was assigned to a lot of the what's called combat commands in Europe and Miami, as well as one in Korea. So we're always planning, even in intelligence, we're always planning to basically get into the enemy's decision-making cycle and determine what the enemy is going to do. So as within the Army intelligence, our motto is always out front. So we have to be out front of everything and try to predict what the enemy is going to do, predict what governments will do, even to the point where at one point it was politicians, et cetera. So I always maintain, if you will, that mindset and maintain that outlook. Because one of the things that we always try to avoid was making decisions on the fly or being caught off guard. So that's the reason why we're always looking at those consequences to our inaction. Mm-hmm. And it just kept me, it kept me focused. And like anything else, even in business, you have to have that ability, and you have different tools to be able to be more proactive in business operations. So
I always love, I feel like anytime I have a conversation with you, Alfredo, or coming out of a board meeting or exec committee meeting, you always have like a one-liner that sticks with me for a while. So like you just said, consequences to actions, right? So you'll say something that, you know, for the next day or so, I'm kind of thinking to myself like, you know, and kind of relating it back to everything we do, right? So that's one thing I've learned working alongside you over these last few years is you have a lot of knowledge built up in there, despite being a UCF grad. There's the military. We can't say enough good things about our military, because obviously everything you've learned in life came out of your work with the military and not out of Orlando.
So. Okay.
Well, I'll have you know that it started at UCF. In fact, at that time, we didn't even have an ROTC program.
Oh, wow.
Stetson was the program, and we used to do all of our training with Stetson. We were the sister program. So, but I think it really started there. And I always give credit to my alma mater.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's one thing I forgot to tell you, and that is, especially when I was stationed at Forces Command in Atlanta, we did a lot of work. The first time I was exposed to Habitat was when I was company commander, and some of my folks asked me if they could take off in order to work one of the homes that Jimmy Carter was sponsoring. So everyone, once again, thought that Habitat for Humanity was all about Jimmy Carter. But even when I was there, he supported a lot of our efforts, a lot of our community building efforts. For instance, Future Force was something that he really supported. Another thing was our drug education program, where twice a week I was going into the high schools and mentoring kids. And it was really interesting to see that even some of these kids appear to not pay attention. There were times when I would return to the classroom and I may say something that contradicted a previous comment, and they would actually challenge me on those things. So that was another way I got that spirit of volunteerism.
Okay. Cool. Is that something that, and Morgan, you probably as well, I mean, is that something at UCF? And obviously Alfredo is for you a little bit longer ago than Morgan, but is that something that is kind of taught, you know, kind of in those years of college life? Do you feel like that's something that you attribute back to the days of UCF?
Yeah, I can. I mean, from my experience there was a really big emphasis, and especially in the group of friends that I had, we were going to be doing, I almost want to go similarly to Global Village trips, that it wasn't through Habitat or for Habitat, but there were so many opportunities for students to get involved in the local community and outside of the state as well. So there were lots of opportunities that I think that not every student thinks of until it's kind of presented to them. So having that focus it was helpful in kind of building that mindset.
And while I was at UCF, also the big brother, or big brothers, big sisters of Orlando.
Yeah. Well, you were involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, weren't you, Alfredo?
Yes, right at UCF.
Yeah. Are you still in touch with your little brother?
No, unfortunately, as our relationship was developing, his mother, he was staying with his grandmother in Orlando. His mother was from South Carolina, and she had some issues, some behavioral issues. So his grandmother was actually raising him, and unfortunately, she passed. So little Antonio Smith had to return to South Carolina. But I have some photos of him and myself playing football, that is.
Yeah. You know, I spent 5 years with Big Brothers Big Sisters prior to this role here at Habitat, and that's become so common with low and moderate income families, where the kids are now being raised by grandparents. We had a whole kinship program that was focused around just that, providing support, some wraparound services to grandparents that were, you know, kind of taking on that parent role with their grandchildren. So, and that's, you know, my little brother, who's now 21, we were matched when he was eight. And we're still in touch. We talk all the time and text more than anything, probably, but he was raised by his grandparents until he was about 15. And then went to live with his mother in Illinois. But that's a rewarding program and pretty cool that you got plugged into something like that, you know, in the college days, because I think, mm-hmm. again, it probably also exposes you to a completely different, you know, mindset.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think
so. You mentioned.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Morgan.
No, I was just going to say, talking about that rewarding component and how kind of you got brought into Habitat with seeing that your results are immediate. So when you're out there working with a family or even just hearing their story and then them getting their keys in the next couple of months and seeing that result. And I think we talked about on our last episode about that sigh of relief that you often see is one of my favorite mission moments every time we have a dedication, every single time. So like, I'm interested to hear, Alfredo, from your time with Habitat, what are some of your favorite mission moments that you've been able to experience while you have been with us?
Oh boy, that's really good.
Oh boy.
Moment was this. Remember when I spoke to you as I came on the board, I asked, are you doing any building? Is Habitat building in South St. Pete? And you gave me the reason why it was not being done. However, probably about 2, maybe 3 months later, you called me and you told me, I have good news. We're going to build in the CRA. We're going to invest $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. That was a great news there, because at that point, I knew that we were truly going to make an impact in that area. And it was not going to be a lot of talk. We're going to be action oriented.
Yeah.
And that was my first mission moment. And secondly, the second one was the HSN bill. Remember that one with, I think, yeah. Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And that was on my birthday.
Yeah.
So once again, I'm non-traditional. I didn't learn from the first bill with Brian All and the Rays. Okay. I showed up. Everyone else is seated. I got my T-shirt and I was in shorts with my boots all ready to work. I went ahead, grabbed my apron with hammer and my nails, and I started to bang nails. And everyone was looking at me and asking me, how did you learn that? I said, I used to work construction right after college. And I'm having a blast. And I saw a young lady who was the homeowner. She was afraid to use a nail gun. I said, hey, let me show you how to use this thing. She looked at me. You really like this? Something to that effect. I said, oh, this is fun. So anyway, I went ahead and did that. When I finished, I went back to the table. And I can't remember who asked me this, but they asked, did you sign up to volunteer? No, I didn't know I had to do that. Typical Alfredo, okay?
Just showing up and jumping right in.
Oh, I'm ready to get in. So that one, but you know, what was so great about that was afterwards, when Brittany started to work for Habitat, yeah. I saw her and she introduced herself to me and she asked me, do you remember who I am? I said, no, not really. She said, you were working on my house. I said, oh, you're the young lady who was afraid to use the nail gun. Okay, so that happens to have wonderful memories. Additionally, what the most beautiful thing about that was going on the tour with the folks from South St. Pete and some of the city officials, et cetera. And we toured those two homes, and it was a wonderful occasion because you had perhaps some of them may have been doubters, okay, but they were able to see what we're doing in the community. And then there was the other one with the dedication of the office. Now that there was like an entire image that really changed the mindset of the community. They said Habitat is here to stay, and Habitat is not playing around now. And the last mission moment was that dedication of the home for the Haitian family, okay, where that young lady, I think she was about 8 or 9 years old, she took over that
microphone.
She took the microphone, and she's just giving the media tour of the house, showing them her room, etc. And I was totally impressed. I had to stop and actually observe this young lady. And that's when I thought, I wonder what she's going to turn out to be once she progresses in life, as she progresses in life. So,
You have a bunch of mission moments there. That's pretty impressive. You know, you and I share a lot of same thoughts and feelings around our work and how important it is in the South St. Petersburg area. And it's funny because I think about when we announced that $1.5 million commitment that, you know, we were going to start doing work again in South St. Pete after about 10 years of not doing anything. You know, there was a lot of feelings of Habitat was an organization that just kind of left that community high and dry and was focusing on other areas of the community. And it was really important for us to reestablish ourselves and show a commitment. And so, you know, we did that with the $1.5 million commitment of construction. We also did that by following that up with four straight years where we've probably spent between $3 and $4 million a year to do construction projects in South St. Pete. During those same 5 years, Alfredo, we've built probably close to 60 to 70 homes in South St. Petersburg, making a pretty significant, you know, investment. But then I think, you know, and you mentioned it, I think what really kind of took us over the mark there was when we purchased. We didn't just lease or rent. We purchased a facility on 22nd Street South, right on the Deuces, right next to Johnny Ruth Clark, the old African American hospital, and we said we want to put a flag here, and we want to show the community we're here for the long term, and we will continue to do work in South St. Pete, you know, obviously your leadership has had a big part of that, and I think our staff, you know, we can't imagine doing the work that we're doing on a daily basis without that deep impact that we're having in South St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it is. It is definitely something that's measurable. Yeah. As you know, I love to say, I love to use this other phrase, community of action. Okay, and Habitat has definitely become a factor in that area and became a community of action. Mm-hmm. So it is wonderful.
So as you look back on your 5 years, and you still have a couple of years left on the board, I think you got 2 years. When you look back on your time with Habitat, what do you want your legacy to be?
Nice and simple. I did the right thing.
There you go.
That is it. Yeah. I did the right thing. I think that's a motto that I tend to use. I used it throughout my military career. I use it with my family, not my children, because I don't have any children, but definitely my nephews. Do the right thing.
Awesome.
That is it.
I love it. Well, as we wrap up here, we've been asking all of our guests a question. So we've been kind of wanting to see what the answer is for every different person that we've had on. So from homeowners to board members, Jonathan Reckford was on last week or a couple weeks ago, which was pretty awesome. So hearing the answer is always really interesting. But we've been asking what home means to you.
To me, home is more than a shelter. Yes, it's important, but to me, home is where one goes to be revitalized, energized, to be trained, to develop skills that will be necessary in order to, as you always hear me say, become leaders in families and communities and even leaders in the nation. It is one where you also learn to value and respect the integrity of responsibility, being responsible for everything, being responsible for your decisions, being responsible for your stake in life. And once again, never ever being satisfied with where you are. Always striving to be better and better, better than you were yesterday. Even when encountering adversities, to surpass those adversities. And that's what you usually gain from a home, from being in that home that provides you that safety net in order for you to be creative, in order for you to develop all of the skills necessary, and in order to develop that strength that's needed.
Sure. That's an awesome answer. So
yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Thank you, Alfredo. And seriously, thank you for taking some time to visit with us today. And we appreciate your continued impact with Habitat. You've been a great leader for us, and you know, you've helped us to continue to sustain and serve more families. And you know, right now behind the scenes, you're helping to lead a strategic planning conversation that will see some pretty significant growth over the next 3 years, which at the end of the day is going to lead us to serve more families. And that's I think, been the overarching focus for our board over the last number of years, is it's all about how do we serve that next family and how do we keep doing that? Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you, Alfredo.
And thank you and the team for everything that you do, because as you've always heard me say, everything falls on leadership, And I have seen you grow as a leader of that organization. I have seen you be a mentor to the leadership team. I have seen that organization gel so much so that I've always said, I have not been exposed to an organization that's so tightly knitted that is within a nonprofit world. And having that strategic outlook, that strategic mind frame, okay, is so impactful, mm-hmm. not to the organization, but also to the communities. And that's why you continue growing. So thank you for everything that you do along with the team.
We have a great team and we're very fortunate. And it starts with our board to our staff. And so, mm-hmm. So thanks, Alfredo. We'll talk to you very soon.
Absolutely. Have a great one now. Good seeing you, Morgan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, Alfredo's been awesome, has provided such great leadership and has really helped us as we've grown. You know, one of the things that I often think about is, you know, when I took this role over 7 years ago, you know, the board was very direct in saying we want to serve more families. And we've been fortunate. We've had a number of board presidents over the last, you know, number of years that they've embraced that, and it's continued along the way. And Alfredo loves the mission. He breathes it, and mm-hmm. And he, you know, I think sees the importance of breaking that cycle with every set of keys that we hand over at a home dedication. So
absolutely, I love,
even if he is a UCF grad.
Yeah. Watch it. I love his answer to what home means to you, and he mentioned, you know, talking about breaking that cycle. Where you are is not where you have to be, and that's actually something that one of our homeowners' children said during one of our testimonial videos. Miranda Monroe's a couple years ago. It was her daughter. She had said, "Where you are is not where you have to be," and that's just so impactful. And that's where I feel like a lot of our families are. They come from that place where they may not have a lot of hope and they don't know how to change the situation. Then they end up partnering with Habitat, getting that hand up and getting to that next step, which is, it's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's deep. So we're really glad everybody tuned in with us today and, you know, got to hear a little bit from our board chair, Alfredo Anthony. And I think our next podcast is coming up in a few weeks. We're going to be talking to a couple other board members. So thank you for being with us. As Morgan mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, check out the Restore this weekend. We have a big Easter sale. And there's also other ways to get plugged in. Morgan?
Yeah, so we can always get plugged in virtually. You can check out one of our dedications on our Facebook page. You can learn a little bit more about our advocacy efforts also on our website. I encourage you to obviously like, rate, and subscribe this award-winning podcast. But
award-winning.
Award-winning. That might be a UCF thing, but I just made up. But that's fine.
So we'll just give ourselves fake awards. That's what we'll do.
Whatever. National champ. Check out our website. Find out how you can get involved and stay subscribed to the Habitats and get ready to hear some more stories about our homeowners and our board members in the future. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Morgan.